This podcast is part of the BombPod Media Network.
Hey friends, welcome to another amazing episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel and I have the always wonderful, magnificent, delicious Miss Marie Rose right next to me. And tonight we are bringing the goodness with part two of The Ghost Tales. That's right, it is October. It's my month. It is about all things scary, scary stories, scary movies, scary locations. You know exactly what I mean. So you guys, like we said before, we are in Houston right now. If you are familiar with Houston and there's some fun stuff that you guys like to do, make sure you let us know so that we can check that stuff out. You know, we want to rub elbows with the cool locals. And if there are any fellow podcasters out there that want to meet up and maybe do an episode or something, we're totally down. So make sure you reach out at themedium@themediummatters.com or on Twitter or Facebook at Media Matters. With that, you guys, don't forget to check us out on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and Stitcher and anywhere you can find podcasts because, you know, it's the goodness and you want to check it out. Also, you guys, please don't forget to hit up iTunes and leave us a review and send us your stories and your topics and your whatever you want to do. We super duper love interacting with you guys. So please make sure that you're reaching out to us and we're not going to keep you, but make sure you check out BombPod Media. So many amazing podcasts. And, you know, even just go to iTunes and check out, you know, the different categories and see what piques your interest. There's so much great stuff out there. I always talk about podcasts and podcasters because they all have a special place in my heart. That's right, you guys. So we are missing home very, very much. You guys make it a lot easier for us because we get to continue to interact with you. And it's like having a piece of home right here in Houston, Texas with us. So when we're not working our little butts off because we're working a lot, we're podcasting and we're trying to do some fun stuff so we can report right back to you guys. So with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go with some more ghost stories. All right, you guys, we're coming back at you with part two of ghost stories. Ghost stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is midnight. We are recording off schedule. And
giddy.
Oh my God, so giddy. And, so tired.
And giggly and mm-hmm, giddy. Mm-hmm. And it's all good.
We have been going hard today recording.
Yes. It is the recording marathon.
Mm-hmm. All for you. All
for of you. 2017.
I think it's our only marathon so far. So when last we met, last bat time, last bat channel.
Yes.
We told some ghost stories. None of our own, except for the one with the cemetery and the red orb and the...
Right.
Your friend that left the girl.
Yo, that yeah. Was,
that was rich.
The girl he was trying to get sweet on and mm-hmm, he ended mm-hmm. up leaving her behind when mm-hmm. he saw the red orb.
That's all good guys do.
And... oh yeah, so yeah, so they never,
mm-hmm. no, they never went even to like first base.
I don't even think they held hands.
Oh
yeah, no,
yikes!
Yeah, he left her in the dust.
Ice baby. That's not nice.
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep the fun going.
Yeah. So you said ice baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was a song I heard the other night. It was like a reggae version of that song. It was halfway through before I realized it was ice baby. It was
really.
It was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
I would love to hear that version.
Yeah, I'll have to find it.
Vanilla Ice.
The kids were listening to it, and
what kids?
My daughter.
Oh.
And her boyfriend and all their friends. Hilarious.
Hmm.
So, anyways,
I must hear this. Yes, hilarity.
I will try to send it to you. I will try to find it.
I will not remember that we had this conversation, and I will get this from you and be like, what in the hell did you just send me? This is no Vanilla Ice.
Yes. And yet you won't recognize it.
I already don't.
So,
I promise you.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
ghost stories.
I enjoyed that very much. Yeah. We're tired.
Yes.
But we're about to do the damn thing.
We're marching mm-hmm. on.
If I slur my words, I'm sorry in advance.
You can do this.
I can do this. So you guys, we really are coming back with part two, with more ghost stories, because we love you, and because Marie is a good friend, because I'm the only one that's like into this stuff. Marie does it for me, just to make me happy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so here's another story. There are demons out there that you must be wary of. Let me just stop right here and say, any effing demon, be wary of it. Anyone.
I guess that's an assumption.
Right. I'm like, what? There are demons out there. Like, there's some out there that just aren't the good ones. Come on now.
Right.
Stop it. Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, so this person goes on to say, I've had my share of run-ins with spirits too. At my mother's house, there are at least three. A little boy who sometimes talks to my little brother, and then there's a girl and a grown man who roam the house. Sometimes you can hear them walking around in the house or going up and down the steps. One night, I was passed out asleep, and when I woke up, the girl was hovering over me only a foot from my face. I quickly shut my eyes again and prayed she'd leave me alone. When I opened my eyes, she was gone, but I couldn't fall back to sleep because I was so panicked. To this day, I keep a cross by my bed to help keep away the bad spirits. So I'm guessing this never happened again. I'm going to say also, good for you. Good for you for getting the cross, like for being clear-headed and being like, I need protection and getting the cross.
Right. Everybody needs protection. Mm-hmm.
Genius.
Yes.
A story I like. I mean, this person didn't say like if it ever happened again, but I assume.
Right. Well, if she's protecting herself with crosses and things like that, then she should be good to go.
Right. One would hope.
Yeah. So this story takes place exactly 100 years ago. 1917.
Ooh.
It was the Cuban Club, and also known as, and you can tell me if this is right or not, Circulo Cubano de Tampa.
Sure.
In Ybor City.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two deaths in this community club. One was an actor who committed suicide on stage.
What, like during a performance?
Yeah, right.
What the crap?
And the other was a murder in which one board member shot another one in the face. I mean, that's some serious politics there.
In the face?
In the face.
That's anger, man.
Yeah. So dang. Both are said to haunt this building. And people have said they've also seen the ghosts of a woman in a white dress and red heels.
Pretty specific.
And another of a young boy playing ball around the community center. So this spot was a popular hangout for Cuban immigrants. They had a ballroom, a band shell outside, a cantina, a dance floor. Today, the club is protected by the National Historic Register. They still have concerts there and special events. And they still say, I mean, the ghost stories around this place include, you know, spirits playing the piano and hijacking the elevators and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. So, So if you're in Tampa and you're familiar with this place, I want to hear your story. I want to know if you've been there and experienced anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The board member, like, shooting the other in the face. Dang.
Well, I've seen some.
That's pretty savage.
Yeah, I've seen some board meetings get kind of heated, you know, and.
Oh, God. I've seen just meetings, period, get kind of heated.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a board meeting. Right? Conference calls get nasty.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't good, y'all.
No.
We've seen the dark side.
And I didn't like it.
Dang. In the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
in
that's
your face.
Super angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a rage.
Well, it was a murder. Yeah.
No, like, you know, there's like, oh, I shot him in the chest or whatever, you know, in the face. That's rough.
Yeah, that's anger to another level. I don't think they had anger management back in 1917.
Mm-hmm. No, back then, like, you handled your business.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Nobody tattled.
No.
You know, like, if you had an ass whooping coming, you took it.
Yep.
And that was that. You didn't run to the cops and you're like, ah, I've been assaulted.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody was suing somebody at a drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm. It was a time when business was handled.
That's right.
I miss those days.
Men were men.
Remember back in 1917, Marie?
Yeah, right.
Remember?
Yeah, like it was yesterday.
Remember that time with the miniskirt? Okay. When I was young, about 4, my mom would lay me down for a nap in her and her boyfriend's room. Uh-oh, the exhaustion is setting in. Every time I would look into one of the corners in the room, a man would come out of the corner. He had black hair that stood straight up, pale skin, dark circles around his eyes, and was dressed in a dark green shirt and dark pants. He would come at me like he was going to choke me. I've always seen ghosts since then. Our animals that we had would always die, like they were led into the woods behind our house or out to the road.
Oh, no.
I know. No, why bring the animals into this?
No.
I know. My mom and I would see little black figures laying on a rug, or they'd run past us. Laying on a rug? What ghost is like laying on, chilling on the floor?
Who knows?
Oh, my God. That's like a visual I'll never get rid of. We thought the shadows were our animals that had died. Neighbors confronted my mom, telling her that whenever she left the house, her stereo would be blaring and the front door would be wide open. My mom never left her stereo on or the doors open. After that, she had things come up disappearing. Unfortunately, she blamed it on us. It wasn't us. She went to a psychic. She recorded the whole conversation on a tape. Mom played it for us that night. They began talking about the house. Where my room was a cabin. It was built there first, and a man who loved to smoke cigars and fish used to live there. One night he fell asleep with a cigar and the cabin burned down with him in it. Our house was built over where the cabin had burned down. The psychic told my mom he loved to play tricks on people, like hiding things. The whole time we were listening to the tape, there was an old organ playing in the background. The woman didn't have one. My mom came home that night and fell asleep on the couch and then was awoken by someone tickling her feet. No. Mm-mm. That's where it ends for me. She awoke to find no one was there. She got spooked and was walking to her room. The whole time she was walking to her room, she felt the carpet pressing down behind her as if someone was following her. She looked behind her and no one was there. She got into the bed facing the wall and turned over to face her boyfriend, only to find it wasn't him, but a man staring her in the face and said, "Do you know me? Because I know you." What the creep? No. My mom ran out of the room and found her boyfriend in the bathroom. He had gotten up to use it. I had a dream a few years later, after we moved into a new house. I was sleeping in my mom's room in the dream and looked into the bedroom window and could see a man walk by with black hair standing straight up. And as soon as he passed the window, he was back in it staring at me. It was a man from the other house. Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. So number one, that was a choppy story. Second, we're moving on. Whatevs.
That was creepy. Mm-hmm. That was creepy.
Okay, so the gist is,
yeah,
he would fall asleep in his mom's room and look into one of the corners and see this man come out of the corner like he was going to choke him, and he had black hair that was standing up and whatever. And then the mom goes to a psychic and the psychic says, "Oh, where your house was, there used to be a cabin and this man built it and he used to fish and smoke a cigar. And he died because the thing burned down one night while he was smoking his cigar and he fell asleep." And so the gist is that he's the one that's haunting it?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, then.
So have you ever been to Savannah?
No.
No. I went there once when I was little as a Girl Scout to see the Juliet Lowe house.
What's that?
It's Juliet Lowe is the founder of Girl Scouts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And from Savannah, the birthplace of Girl Scouts.
Really?
So we went down there that. And apparently Savannah is very haunted.
Super.
It's like one of the most haunted places.
Super activities.
Yes, a lot of activities.
So, I just made that word up. You didn't even care.
Activities.
activities. If that's a real word, then I feel stupid. I feel like I made up a good one.
Okay. Yes, you did, dear. Yes, you did.
Activities.
So in Savannah, there's one of the oldest buildings in town. It dates back to 1821. Well, guess what happened in 1999?
A Ouija board appeared.
No, close.
There was a beaver.
The Moon River Brewery appeared.
What?
A brewery opened up in Savannah. So anyways,
and there were spirits of a new kind?
Exactly. Of the IPA kind, of the pale ale kind. Mm-hmm. So anyways, the original building was called the City Hotel, and it was a high-end hotel, but it experienced a lot of violence due to the Civil War. Men there, you know, like you said, men were men, and they were killed during heated arguments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Savannah being as Southern as it is, there was a Yankee who got beaten to death by the locals.
Dang.
Yeah, pretty violent place.
Why? Just because he was a Yankee?
Oh, probably.
That's not very nice.
No, yeah, well, they weren't very nice back then during the Civil War. So the bar patrons today have been experiencing a lot of the spirits. Now, granted, how many Guinnesses have they had?
How many spirits?
Right, before you see the spirits. Mm-hmm. So they say they've seen bottles mysteriously fly through the air. I might have to go to this place to have a beer. I want to see if I'll just wear a helmet.
Dude, one of us will have to be sober.
Right, I'm going to have to wear a football helmet or something.
I'll be Dee Dee.
Because I don't want a bottle hitting me in the head.
I'll be the designated defender.
Guests have been pushed, touched, and slapped at this brewery.
Huh.
Yes. And not by other people.
By the spirits.
Right, by the spirits. Mm-mm. And, oh, apparently Toby is their favorite spirit. He kind of sulks around the pool tables looking for a fight.
How do they know who it is?
I don't know. They named him. They named him Toby. Mm. And I'm sure I'm sure there's a story that goes along with Toby. We just don't know what it is. We'll have to go to the Moon River Brewery and find out.
Dang it. Yeah, we're going to have to go.
Right?
Mm-mm-mm. That's crazy.
A haunted brewery. Only in Savannah.
Built in the 90s. Right? 99?
The building was built back in 1821.
But the brewery opened.
The brewery moved in 1999.
Well, that's a spirit I'm interested in.
Like I said, how many spirits do you have to have before you see a spirit?
That's crazy. I was around 12 to 13. My family and I used to live in a relatively big-sized house. It was around 3 in the morning. My dad would wake up around 4 to go to work. I, surprisingly, woke up at this time. Normally, I don't. And I could hear a voice talking in a language that I did not recognize. It did not sound like it was from Earth. It kind of sounded like my little cousin talking. I know.
Because the little cousin is not from Earth. It's from Mars.
I know. Like, in one sentence, you're like, I didn't recognize it. I've never heard of it. And then it's your little cousin.
Well, because the little cousin's obviously from Mars.
Obviously. So, it kind of sounded like my little cousin talking. It got louder and louder. Across the hallway was my parents' room, and I could see it from my bed. Their door was open, and I could see through the crack between the door and the doorway. The voice suddenly stopped, and I looked at the crack. I then saw someone walk past it. My dog barked, and then it disappeared. From then, I have been having dreams about a demon with horns, with circular horns. That just appears and disappears, but I only see the shadow.
Well, better a shadow than the full thing, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, that would suck.
I don't want to see any of it.
No, I don't want to see any of it either.
Heck no. It's just creepy and no.
Mm-mm. Ghostly.
Mm-hmm.
Very ghostly.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I remember my uncle talking about this place that him and my... So this is the uncle and aunt that stayed with us in that...
Right.
In that, like, activitas
house. In the
I'm going to use that word as often as I can.
Your made-up word?
Activitas. It sounds so important. But it's not. So anyway, this is the aunt and uncle that lived with us at, you know, at that crazy place. And my uncle was saying they were like in the process of moving out of their apartment or something. I don't remember all the details. It's after midnight and my brain ain't working. But.
And you were young at the time.
I was. So. I was. It was just last year. So. So he was like in the house alone. And my aunt was like, whatever. It has no relevance to the story. He's in the house alone. And he is, because everything's like packed up or whatever, he's like sleeping in the living room. Like, you know, all the furniture and whatever. And so he starts to see these shadows. And then he sees more shadows. And the shadows are like dancing on the wall. Like he can see them moving in these crazy patterns.
Oh, come on. You know it was you doing hand puppets right on the wall.
Shush. No one knows that. So he is seeing these full-bodied like shadows on the wall, like walking past and moving in these crazy ways. And he was so freaked out. My mom opened the front door to our house that morning. We were still in the crazy house and went to like get the paper or something. And he's like sitting on the steps because like he came in the middle of the night. He could not stand to be in that house anymore. It was like so heavy with activity and like these shadows like just kept multiplying. No.
Ran a grown man off.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He said, no. But you know what I would have done? The same damn thing. Except I would have woken somebody up and been like, let me in.
Yeah.
Screw this crap.
Yeah. I'm not going to stay out on the front porch. And-
right. But maybe in his mind, he's like, this is a whole lot safer than whatever the hell's going on over there.
Right. He was out and he was happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was so crazy. Like, I remember that pretty clearly. Mm-hmm. I have to ask him if he remembers that. Although if he's forgotten, I'm sure he doesn't want to be reminded.
Self-preservation, right?
I know. I'm like, hey, remember the time?
So, Fort Mifflin, Philadelphia. It was built in 1771, and it's our only Revolutionary War battlefield that is still intact.
Really?
Yep. There are 14 buildings that have been restored, and it's on the Delaware River, and supposedly there are plenty of ghosts there.
No kidding.
Yes. They,
you said Revolutionary War?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Back in the day war.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. So they say.
You should be a history teacher.
So they say that the ghosts at the fort, I mean, you can hear screaming women. And these cries are so loud that people actually have called the Philadelphia police.
Wow.
To come investigate. And of course they go in and don't find a thing. Because they're ghosts.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. They said there's a man that wanders around the fort. Ghost man. A tour guide dressed in the clothes of the revolutionary period wanders the grounds. And of course, they say there's numerous children and dog ghosts and whatnot.
Dog ghosts?
Yep. Children and dogs. They're little ghostly apparitions run around the fort. So, yeah, revolutionary stuff.
Well, that's true of like, you know, you always hear those stories of like the places where they do the Civil War reenactments and where, you know, where the Civil War was fought. And all those places are like super haunted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And haunted not being like, oh, there's just a chill spirit here. Haunted being like there's some yucky activity going on.
Angry.
Yeah.
Angry.
Mm-hmm.
Died under not pleasant circumstances, right. And they're still couldn't move on. They're still,
right.
They're still.
Because some of them probably don't even know that they've crossed over.
Yeah, they're still in shock.
Mm-hmm.
They woke up dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck?
They didn't know.
Yeah, they still don't know.
We just answered all the questions. That's crazy.
Yep.
Alrighty then. When I was 7 years old, we had a ghost in our house. I remember one night when we were talking in the living room and suddenly a glass of water went flying off the counter. Another time, the cabinet started opening and closing. It was so bad that my parents got a priest to come to the house and do what would most likely be called an exorcism. We found out later that an old woman used to live in the house until she was murdered by her husband. We ended up moving, but I still, to this day, have nightmares. See, that was a good story. This particular someone put it all together, nice little summary, ended it by saying what happened, and then everyone lives happily ever after.
Except her, because she's having except nightmares.
At night, yeah. It's when the dreams come.
Yeah, she needs to get some serious therapy so she can get some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or a Reiki session.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Cut the cords from the past. Let that shit go. You moved away.
You did move away. Or did she?
Bum, bum, bum.
Alrighty then. Tonight.
All right. This is my last one. Her name
was Lola.
Lola Cabana. Sammy Dean was her name. And guess what her occupation was?
I wasn't about to say anything good. I'm not even going to guess. It's not going to be good. Why don't you tell us?
What other female ghostly occupations have been tonight?
I mean, Daryl. You guys. Oh my God. We're like in second grade right now. Do you know what Marie just did? You don't, because you can't see her. She did the classic, like, second.
I was trying to give you a hint.
Dude, what the crap? Okay, she just did the two-handed symbol for doing it. The hole and the pee-pee.
I'm trying to give you a hint.
I knew it. Nothing good was about to come out of my mouth. I'm telling you. I was about to say something dirty. Oh, God. I know my horse. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. So, Sammy Dean is from...
I like how you got all serious
again. She's from Jerome, Arizona.
Jerome,
Arizona.
All right. Sammy what?
Sammy Dean. Like in... James Dean
and Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, they got together and they're Sammy Dean. So it used to be a copper mining town, and the ghostly activities dates back to the wild, wild west. And there are more ghostly residents in this little town from days of mining accidents and gunfights back in the day. So, the Sammy Dean's ghost was strangled by one of her customers in the old crib district. And they say that her beautiful spirit roams the alleys looking for her killer, which was never found. The story of Sammy Dean.
The town whore. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So somebody strangled her.
Or it could have been an axe. Who knows?
Mm-mm.
But no. This
oh, somebody
strangled.
Killed her.
Yeah,
oh,
this, no, they definitely say strangled.
Dang.
Yep, strangled by a customer. He didn't want to pay his bill. Bastard. You know, I bet you karma got him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. He got taken out by the bears at Toys R Us.
That's right. So that's my last ghost story.
I have like 100 more.
Go for it.
Okay. My dog has a nasty habit of scratching the door in the middle of the night. One evening, she wouldn't stop scratching the door for any reason. After calling her 5 times, I threw a pillow towards the door to make her stop. Dude, what the crap? Like,
would you stop it?
I know.
No, I get that. Shut up. I'm trying to sleep.
Dang.
At least they didn't throw a shoe. They threw a pillow. Yeah.
That's when she barked from right beside me. She'd been next to me the whole time.
Oh, she was innocent.
That's creepy.
So who was barking?
It wasn't a bark. It was a scratch.
Oh.
Somebody was scratching.
So So somebody was scratching. Okay.
Dude, listen, the scratching is bad enough, but if someone's at my door freaking barking.
So who was scratching? We don't know. That was the ghost.
Right.
She threw a pillow at a ghost.
The ghost was pretending to be the dog.
As I hear a scratching at your door.
Throw a bark at it. So I know you've not seen this movie. I don't even know. I always do that. I don't even know why I ask you. There's this movie called Campfire Tales. Anybody seen it? Anybody? Bueller? Okay. So I saw this movie like early 2000s, and it's like one of those where it's like they have a bunch of different little stories within the movie. And one of them is of this girl. She's like young, like early teens, I guess. And she plays soccer and whatever the heck. And her dog sleeps in the room with her, and the dog sleeps under the bed. And before she goes to sleep at night, the girl, she reaches her hand down and the dog licks her hand, and everybody goes to sleep like sweet dreams, nighty night. And this man is like watching the girl, like she plays like soccer in the yard and crap. And he like watches her from the bushes like a freaking creep.
So he's a stalker.
He's a stalker. Not good. And so he like gets into the house. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I might just be mixing movies. I don't know. Anyway, he makes it into the house. You're not quite sure where he is because he's been like stalking her and stuff. She goes to like, you know, do her nightly ritual, puts her hand down. Her dog licks her hand and she brings her hand back up. And then like in the mirror reflection or something, sees the body of her dog, like the dead body or something like that.
I don't remember. So was he under the bed licking her hand like a creep?
Yeah. Or maybe that's what it was. Like she sees in the reflection when she looks down that it's the guy and not her dog. It was some like they show the dog body at some part. Like, at some point, I can't remember.
Obviously was not her dog.
Right. But she sees him in the reflection and he's like under the bed and he had licked her hand. What the creep?
That's creepy. Right? That's just creepy.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
No. Okay. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, my mother worked nights and we shared a double bed. One day, I felt a strange presence in the bedroom. It was a dark and stormy night. I had my eyes closed, and when I opened them, I saw hands wrapped around the bed from underneath. What the crap? The hands were made of blood, bone, and hanging skin, and they tried to climb up the bed.
Ew.
Right? I turned away and there was a white shadow lying next to me. I managed after a long time to get up and run to my grandmother's room. She didn't dare come back to the bedroom with me. Wise woman, let me just say.
Right.
Wise. Because I'm like, whoever you are, you can have the room. It's all good. We'll be out in the morning. Ain't happening. My grandmother lived with my family during the last months of her life. She died on the sofa in our home one Sunday night. The following week, I started to see someone in white passing through the house occasionally, and when I went looking for them, there was never anyone there. My sister claimed that she actually saw physical forms. We were terrified for a good while until my sister and I could no longer sleep in our rooms because we were too afraid. My mother prayed, burned the couch in the yard, and we never saw anything again.
Burned the sofa.
She burned the crap out of that sofa.
Oh my goodness. Talk about a bonfire.
No kidding.
So I wonder if the fire department had to come. And that'd be a pretty big fire. Burning your sofa?
And then how would you explain it? There's a ghost in my house. Like, I don't even know how you could sanely explain that.
A burning sofa in your front yard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm assuming it was the front yard.
Front or backyard, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So
either way, you're not looking like you're all there.
No, but mm-hmm. When you explain that it was haunted, then you're totally legit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will think you're crazy at all.
Oh, no. True story. Yeah. Because that's often the reason.
Right. Hashtag burning sofa.
Hashtag lock her up. Yep. Hashtag bitch is crazy.
Yep. Pyromaniac.
Just, dude, if I saw you burning your couch or some crap on the front lawn, I'd be like,
oh, just call me Stella.
This psychotic break is going on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Stella got her groove back. Just burned it all.
Mm-hmm. Or what was the other one? Was it Waiting to Exhale? Where like the wife? It was probably Angela Bassett. I can't remember.
Oh, she, maybe
like,
that's what I'm getting.
Her husband was cheating, and she's getting him confused. She took all his crap, threw it in his like fancy ass car, and like lit the whole thing up.
Is that? Am I getting my stories confused? Mm-hmm. Stella and Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was Waiting to Exhale.
Either way, Angela Bassett is a badass,
right?
She's awesome.
I'm like, dude, that is so pimp. That she just is like, oh, really? You son of a...
Yep.
I got your number. And she did.
So she could have just told the fireman that it was haunted. I had to burn it. They would have been like, okay.
These possessions walk around on their own.
Right. So I had to
burn them.
I had to burn it with the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a package deal.
Mm-hmm. So. We use this car to go buy that stuff. And... my husband's a dick. All right. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, why is it always when these are, people are kids? Things don't happen to grownups. Things happen to me all the time.
Well, that's you.
When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I woke up to a noise in my room. When I opened my eyes, there was a man standing in front of me with a big brown beard, dark hair, and black clothes. I kept looking at him in fear and backed away on my bed until I was up against the wall. Then I felt the mattress sink down beside me and I started to cry. When I looked again, he had vanished, but it still seemed as if there was someone lying next to me on my bed. I asked it to leave because I was afraid, and the bed returned to normal. I cried myself to sleep and I still remember the man's face to this day. I'd never met anyone who looked like that, and neither had my parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
I do not care for the mattress depressing like that.
No, that's never a good thing.
No. That's not happened to you?
Somewhat, mm-hmm. But I felt like it was an animal jumping on the bed, like a cat jumping on the bed. And I turn around and there's nobody, there's no cat there. I just feel like that's a former pet just coming by to say, hey, what's up? I never felt scared.
Mm.
So, but no.
You're a brave soul. I've had it happen a few times. I don't like it. I feel like my people know me by now. And
right.
They know, like, this is going to scare the crap out of her. Let's not do that.
Right. But, you know, you know how to say stop, cut it out. I don't like it. You've learned how to mm-hmm. set your boundaries.
I have, but I don't want to say it ever again. Just knock it off. Know in advance that I don't like that.
Right.
Don't do it. Onward. Alrighty then. My mother always complained that she had a lot of nightmares, but she would never say what her dream was about. One day while we were at the mall, I suggested that she wait in the food court while I was getting our food. When I returned with our meals, she had a strange look on her face, so I asked if she was okay. She said she was fine, so we finished our meals and we left. As we were riding down the escalator to leave, I turned to talk to my mom, and I almost had a heart attack because standing right behind her was a man in old-fashioned clothing holding one of my mom's shoulders and looking at me with a very strange expression. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. She saw the shock on my face right away and shouted at me asking what was wrong. When I told her what I'd seen, she started crying and said, "You just described the man that tries to kill me every night in my nightmares."
Oh, good Lord.
Get out.
That's a Halloween story if I've never heard one.
Right now, get out. That's crazy. That's crazy. Do you think that really happened? I know that what you want to say is no.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could have been on some very serious NyQuil that day.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. When I was 15 years old, I stayed up late watching a TV marathon with my sister. In the middle of the night, after my sister had fallen asleep, I saw the nearby computer mouse start moving by itself. I called my mother into the room and she said it was probably a rat that was pulling on the cable underneath the desk and that I should go back to sleep. No.
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 There's a rat in the house. I am not going back
Mm-mm.
to sleep.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Suddenly, I swear I saw a black figure with no face or human features behind the bookcase. Oh my God. That's creepy. It looked in my direction and pointed. I nearly shat myself with fear.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, I like this person.
Oh, no.
I remember saying, "Who are you?" I don't want you in my house. Nobody wants you here. Get out of here now. The thing left, and I actually heard it hit the cabinet before it just went through it. The cabinet began to sway, and the door slammed and made a loud bang.
It was mad. It was leaving with a statement.
Right? You don't want me here. I don't want to be here.
Bam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Number one, that the mom was okay and she's chill about the rat. No. No. I mean, although, I don't know. It doesn't say where they lived. If they were like in New York or something. We had mice and stuff when we lived in New York.
Yeah. Mice or rats?
I remember mice. I do remember mice.
And they do, I mean, they do eat the computer cables because it's made of plenum and it's plant-based. Mm-hmm. And in the city, they don't get very many plants. So they go after the cables.
You're so smart.
I try to be.
Look at how you just explained all that. I'm so impressed by you right now. Because they're made of plenum and it's plant-based.
Yes. And they need that.
And she says it, you guys, with her arms crossed, like it's super matter of fact, like everyone knows, duh.
So there.
Okay. One time, my husband and I had some friends over to eat pizza. Finally, some adults.
Oh, food, come finally. On,
I know. Food. Where are the drinks? One of my friends, who's always been very mystical, began to feel ill in the kitchen and excused himself to our bedroom. Once he was in the bedroom, he started to rock back and forth and giggle in a voice that made my hair stand on end.
Ooh.
Dude, if you ever weird.
Bad chocolate pudding.
He had the Rosemary's Baby.
Right?
Ooh. Uh-uh. I ran out of the room shivering with fear. My husband went in to check on him and soon returned saying our friend wanted to talk to me. No. No. Mm-mm. You better write a note because I'm not coming back to see you. No.
Yeah.
Rocking back and forth and giggling all crazy like, get out of here.
Get out of my house.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
Get out.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, no. This is where it gets good. I went into the bedroom where my friend walked up to me with his eyes rolled back, made a few little grunts and said, this is my house.
Okay. This is where the fist balls up. And he gets it right across the jaw.
Clean his clock.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Get out now.
Listen, then he knelt and kissed my feet, rubbed his hand on my belly, and motioned as though he was nursing a baby. What the crazy crap is this?
Now, then he would have been, my knee would have connected with another body part Seriously. Of his, and he would have been out of there.
When he knelt again, the phone rang loudly and he came out of the trance. About a month later, I found out that I was pregnant, which may explain the gesture he made. My father-in-law had died 8 months before this incident, which might explain the this is my house. To this day, it still terrifies me. I mean, all I can do is just take a deep breath here because, listen, if you are in my house rocking like that and giggling all crazy-like, I'm going to put you outside.
Right?
I'm going to be like, this is where the party is. Just follow me and right. leave your ass outside.
Right. Out you go.
Yes.
Out you go.
Yes. If you do crazy, walked up to me with his eyes rolled back. No.
No, that's no. That's a punch in the jaw. Wake up.
Yes. You stop this right now. No. This whole story is just ridiculous. Good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was once playing with a Ouija board in my room with a friend.
Oh, good Lord. Here we go with the Ouija board.
We tried to light some candles, and crazy as it sounds, they just wouldn't light no matter how long I held the match to them.
Oh, of course.
It is a sign. Stop it.
Right.
After a little while, I managed to light them, and we turned off the lights and closed the windows. Out of nowhere, my friend's mother called her, asking if everything was okay. Does this sound like a similar story that you've heard before?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I'm looking at her.
Asked if everything was okay. Apparently, she suddenly felt a pang of worry. You don't say. After my friend calmed her mother down, we started using the Ouija board, but nothing happened. Other than the candle flames moving kind of strangely. No. Mm-mm. Later in the evening, after my friend had already gone home, I felt a sensation of being watched. I ignored it and went to sleep, but had nightmares about being chased by a scary beast with enormous claws. And when I managed to wake up, I saw that my legs were scratched up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't sleep anymore, so I threw the Ouija board in the trash and slept cuddled up next to my mother for 2 weeks. No. Mm-mm. No.
Well, at least they had the sense to get rid of the Ouija board.
I know. What the crap, man? A former teacher I had actually told me this story. When she was about 15 years old, she used to go exploring waterfalls with her friends. It was a Sunday and they had decided to go to a waterfall that was close to a little farm. They were all walking down the road when a long line of people appeared in front of them, walking away from the farm towards the city. As they approached, they realized it was a funeral procession. They passed the procession and could see that it was made up of only men who were all dressed in black. They all had their heads lowered in such a way that it wasn't possible to see their faces. When the group of friends turned to watch the procession go, it had vanished.
Okay, I've heard that one before.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Did your teacher tell you that?
They turn around and they were gone.
They were gone.
Ooh.
I know.
Scary.
Scary.
I also heard it happened on Halloween night.
On a dark and stormy night.
Right.
Okay, here's the last story.
Are okay, you ready? Ready.
Okay. There was a couple of friends. They were tired.
And they were drunk off of club soda.
Yes. And the word beaver was funny.
And certain hand gestures.
I forgot all about that.
I was trying to give you a hint.
I knew. You know what you did? Telepathically, you told me what was up because I knew that it was something dirty. Remember I kept saying?
Yes.
Only dirty things want to fly out of my mouth right now.
So I gave you a hint. I used sign language.
You did. That's like the universal sign.
Right?
Yeah. The hole and the pee-pee.
The index finger.
It's like I was, you know, 10 all over again. Oh my gosh. I can't even. Oh, it's too much.
Oh my goodness.
I know. So you guys, that is part two of our ghost stories for the Halloween season. That was fun.
Ghost stories and giggles.
I know. The GGs. So some of these stories, I mean, they are so annoying. Because tell the whole story. What happened after?
Right.
Don't leave me like this.
Leave you dangling.
Right. I'm like, come on now.
Well, that's when you just finish it yourself. Right. You know?
And then they went drinking.
Right. Or they woke up to rainbows and everything was mm-hmm. happily ever after.
Rainbows and strawberry kisses. Jeez. So that was fun. I like the ghost stories.
Ooh.
Spooky. You had some good ones. I like the penitentiaries and the asylums yeah.
And those are real. I mean, they give tours.
Mm-hmm.
And they even do overnights.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, for the paranormal, for the ghost hunting, for the Ghost Brothers guys. Mm-hmm. The investigator types.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. If you tell me that you want to do an overnight somewhere, I will tell you this. You go ahead. I'll be at the Hilton. I will be sleeping in comfort.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. I don't see you ever saying something crazy like that. If you do, I'll know you're possessed.
There you go. You'll know it's not me. Mm-hmm.
And you make that crazy hand gesture again.
Well, if I do that, then you'll know it's me.
Oh, God. All right, you guys. I super duper hope you enjoyed part two of our ghost stories for the Halloween season. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Miss Giggly.
And that's all we got for the ghosts. Yep. So you guys, thank you for joining us for another incredible episode. You have no idea how much fun it is to do these episodes. And, you know, it's a lot of work putting them together. But recording them with my bestie Marie, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. So much fun. That is part two of Ghost Stories. Like I said, we're bringing some more goodness next week because we still have a little bit of time left in October and we are going to freaking savor it. It is legit the best. You guys, make sure there's still time if you want to get ghost stories in. And I mean, this won't be the last time we do ghost stories. You know that because you know I love a good ghost story. So any of your personal stories that you want to send to us, paranormal, whatever, make sure you get it to us at themediummatters.com. And if you want to send it in audio so we can hear it straight from you, that would be freaking incredible. We love, love, love hearing straight from you guys and interacting with you in that way. So make sure you guys are following us on Twitter and Facebook at Medium Matters and at the website, which is still being worked on. Sorry, you guys, it looks a little janky right now, but it's getting there, I promise. It's really getting there. We are hard at work and, you know, trying to rearrange things and make it better for you. And if there's stuff that you guys want to see or blog posts, blog topics or podcast topics that you want to hear, make sure you let us know. And don't forget our Patreon page, patreon.com/themediummatters. Check us out. If there is any cool content that you guys want to see, make sure you let us know again, because we do this all for you. And iTunes. The iTunes review, it always comes up. Please make sure you hit up iTunes and leave us a review. Subscribe to the show, follow the show, like the show, love the show, stalk the show, whatever. You know, we love you guys. We really do. So make sure you check us out. And all of the podcasts that you like and listen to, please make sure that you do the same for them. It's so important. You guys, we love you. We cannot wait to be back with you next week and a few days after that and the week after that and so on and so forth. So love and light to one of them all. I'll try that again. Love and light to one and all. Good night, you guys.